The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. Reform This with Dr. Zudi Jasser.
Senate smears, the halls of Congress becoming the halls of the OIC, Organization of Islamic Cooperation, where all of a sudden our senators are preaching blasphemy laws and trying to shut down American Muslim free speech, reformers calling us anti-Muslim. And I think it's always important to talk about the platforms of social media and what that brings to this conversation. I was telling you this week, Facebook came out with 27 pages of new guidelines. I'm sure this is on the heels of Zuckerberg's testimony, and that they are going to take by the bull by the horns and begin to screen for content on the web that is offensive, for content that radicalizes. And sure enough, a flurry of stories this week out of Bloomberg, out of Reuters, on and on, said Facebook says it's time to remove more ISIS contact by actively looking for it. And it said it was able to remove a large amount of content by the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda in the first quarter of 2018 by simply looking for it. It trained its review systems, both humans and computer algorithms, to seek out posts from terrorist groups. And the network took action on 1.9 million pieces of content from those groups in the first 3 months of the year, about twice as many as the previous quarter. 99% of that content wasn't reported first by users, but was flagged by the company's internal systems. And then it goes on about Twitter, Google putting the onus on its users, and Facebook, Zuckerberg is taking the lead. Now, here's my fear. We need, and I would ask every one of you listening to this podcast, we need an engagement of what we're going to do about this, because the social media platforms are the highway. The highways can kill people. But if you're going to fight drunk driving, if you're going to fight the use of the roads for road rage, it's not always the highway's fault. It's not the tool's fault. It's the driver. How do you prevent that? Yes, you need rules. Yes, you need certain, street signs, etc., road signs on which directions to go, what not to go. So I think making it a more robust platform and not simply the wild, wild west is important. But having said that, you cannot deny that Facebook unilaterally, or whatever algorithms it use, is not going to be using the lens of modernity, of reformers, of anti-theocrats. It's simply going to be using, I think at best, I'm going to make an argument that it should be using a lens about simply pure and simple violence or calling for acts of violence, the same lens that we use to monitor free speech in America. So that same lens of free speech is the Brandenburg versus Ohio case, and the early history in America basically said that the KKK was allowed to preach its hate as long as it did not imminently incite violence upon another human being. And I think ultimately this scenario has proven to work better for America than any other democracy, because it allows us to shed the light of day upon hate groups, to expose its speech and marginalize them upon society. And as long as they're not preaching violence, their hate preaching should be ridiculed, mocked, marginalized, and condemned, but not shut down. Because once we get into the business of shutting it down, A, it moves underground and still flourishes, if anything more, as Egypt, Saudi Arabia, fascist countries in the first early 20th century, such as Germany, Czechoslovakia, and others demonstrated. But at the end of the day, the best way to defeat bad speech is through good speech. And on Facebook, the highways of information, yes, it's even much more accentuated, because you end up having all of these bizarre ideas. As we talked last time, the ideas, the conspiracy theories, the fake information spreading like wildfire, where governments weaponize information because they get their SS troops onto the keyboards to push forth false information. So what do you do about that? There has to be a way to begin to standardize information, news capacity based on sources that we trust, and begin to rank them, based on filtering what we want, but not removing them. So when social media talks about getting into the business of removing posts from Al-Qaeda, ISIS, I worry that they're also going to start removing posts from those of us who are anti-jihad, anti-Al-Qaeda, anti-Hamas, because A, many of their experts are actually Islamists who want to, yes, marginalize and defeat the militants that give them a bad name, but the non-militants, they will allow to flourish, and the rest of us, they'll call Islamophobes and hurt our ability to publish information. And thus, you see on Facebook, if you look at the proportion of anti-Israel posts versus anti-Islam posts, I think you'll find a lot more virulent anti-Semitism sort of intertwined with anti-Israel narratives that are in the far greater volume than you see the anti-Islam, anti-Muslim bigotry, if you wish, that exists. Why? Because the latter gets put out, and a lot of what gets put out is actually not bigotry, but along with it is collateral damage of reformist speech, anti-Islamist, anti-theocratic preacher speech that I think we're trying to push forth, but gets labeled in the vigilantes of Facebook that to the thousands end up marking posts as being irrelevant, being hateful, etc., when in fact it's simply anti-Islamist, anti-regime, etc. And then you start throwing in the regime operatives that are working with the Saudis, as I told you about Zainak TV and others that have millions of followers that become weaponized as hate mongers that aren't saying anything specifically violent to me, but yet are clearly hate-filled and will do anything to shut us down. So Facebook then talked about revealing its censorship guidelines. It posted 27 pages. And now the network is talking about being transparent, showing its 27 pages of guidelines. It calls the community standards, which give its workforce of thousands of human censors to use as its standards. And it includes topics that include hate speech, violent imagery, misrepresentation. What is that? Terrorist propaganda and disinformation. Facebook said it would offer users the opportunity to appeal Facebook's decision. And then it goes on to talk about the move, adding a new degree of transparency to a process that public users advocate, having criticized as arbitrary and opaque. So yes, I am concerned. This process, Facebook now has not only vehicles, but owns the highways. And we're not just talking about the internet highways, but the platform that we use. I think we need more than simply the theater of the robotic Mark Zuckerberg testifying. But we need heavy, heavy discussion of what an open society really is. How do we begin to create mechanisms of understanding the quality of what we're looking at without suppressing necessary speech on the fringes? With the Charlie Hebdos of the world that print in print, not allowed to be printed on Facebook because they offended Muslims, and then they get attacked and slaughtered by radical ISIS elements.
Breaching the fault lines of today. This is Reform This with Dr. Zudi Jasser on the Blaze Radio Network.